Hey fans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, after the Chiefs fall to the Denver Broncos 35-28. Mitch, let's put this game in perspective. Where do you want to start?
Well, you had a chance to win, and because the recipe early on was the way that you beat Denver. You got to play downhill, work from ahead. They did. They were up 21-7. They forced Peyton Manning into two interceptions, and the offense was clicking, had some rhythm. But to beat Denver, you've got to be near perfect. The interception on the first drive, that's one possession you don't get. That's your one possession down in the game. And then when it's 21-7, you've got to keep the pressure on Denver. Well, you can't field a punt at the three, even though you brought out a kickoff for 108 yards. It's never been done in Chiefs history. To try to do it twice when it has only been done once in 54 years is a decision. And there were some penalties that stopped drives, and the Chiefs went five straight possessions where they had five straight punts. And those were foiled by penalties, bad decisions. And so just that slight margin took the pressure off Denver, got them right back in the game, and then Manning started to get hot and had four touchdowns in a row and three touchdowns and three possessions in the second half. Give the Chiefs a lot of credit. That last drive, now that was some guts. No Fasano, no Brandon Albert. And finally the receivers made some plays. Jenkins made a great catch. Bowe made a catch in the drive, McCluster. But you get to the 13-yard line, you got a chance to win it. That's the positive. The negative is now you got to figure out a way to win. You got to get up off the canvas and go. Get it done.
Speaking of scoring drives, talk fans through the 17-play scoring drive by the Chiefs.
Well, that took a lot of guts because you got Stevenson at left tackle and Fish at right tackle, and you'd lost Brandon Albert and you'd lost Fasano. You're down to one tight end. So that reduces your playbook. Now, when you're calling plays, you're going, wait a minute, there's no two tight end formations or plays you can call. So it puts a real challenge on Andy Reid and Doug Peterson and Alex Smith. But they showed guts on the drive. Those were gutsy plays. Jenkins made his best catch yet, third and 14, and they get that kind of play, and he just made a play, which I think in the next four games, if there's a challenge for these receivers, is to make plays. Sure, you're going to get schemed into some plays, and that's what Andy does the best, but sometimes you got to make plays, and Denver's receivers do that. Well, the Chiefs receivers did that on the last drive, and so that's got to be done on a consistent basis. So that was a positive, what I saw in the last drive, and just some guts. The offensive line showed some guts, but when you get down there, you got to score. That's two red zone possessions, you get nothing. And to beat Denver, you've got to get every one of those red zone possessions. Those are going to be sevens, not threes, and for sure not zeros, but that's two zeros on two red zone runs down there.
What'd you think when Nile Davis fielded the kickoff return 108 yards deep?
That one I didn't mind because I thought, you know what? And Dave Toe was looking for monster plays. He calls them in special teams, and he's a monster. He's got fresh legs, and he's got another dimension to him, and that's that power dimension, more like Tamarik Vanover, who played here back in the 90s. And we saw it in the preseason. That's what I was thinking of. So I wasn't stunned by it, and it was a great play. With Nile, though, and he's a rookie, you do it once from 108 yards, the numbers go against you to do another 108. So to get tackled at the 13, those 7 yards to start that drive there, particularly where the game was at, because you could see Denver trying to gain some momentum, that just kind of fueled the fire a little bit. So that will come. That will come with his maturation as a player in this league. But he did show the explosiveness in why the Chiefs drafted him. I think he's got a bright future here, both on scrimmage downs and as a returner.
You said monster plays. We can't leave without talking about Jamaal Charles. A monster effort again. 1,000 yards for the season, 1,000 career carries. Talk about the Ninja Warrior.
Warrior. He is a warrior, the cruiserweight fighter, man. Seabiscuit, whatever I've called him. He's everything. And he's now just a giant hope going into these next four games. And Andy's experience is the biggest asset this team has. His leadership and experience. I know I keep saying it, but it is valuable going into December in these four games. But the second, the 1B, is Jamaal Charles, because that guy is a guy that you can follow. He'll make plays. He's going to try to do the right thing most of the time in both the running plays and the passing plays, and he is tough as a player as I've seen here in this franchise. It's that kind of toughness that's going to break a losing streak and get a win at Washington and try to march on.